are in the midst of the sugya and that Zayin Amid Beis, we have to learn Taisves. Let us just let us quickly go over the Tula Shainis of Rashi. We had a Bereise Areisha Hoyoloi Batim Sadeh Sechromim Ve'enei Meitze Lemoicham Machilun Oisei Maiseroni Ad Machte. A person possessed Batim Sadeh Sechromim. And Rashi said that these Batim Sadeh Sechromim were worth Mosayim Zuz, which made him an Osher. He has enough for a year, so he doesn't have a Torah son. But he has a problem. He's not capable of selling them. Is machilin oisai meiser oni ad mechze. So according to the first lashon of Rashi, pshat was that we will give him meya zuz from meiser oni, and he'll sell this karke for meya zuz, and then he has mosayim zuz, and then he's not eligible anymore for matnas aniyim. So the Gemara asked the kasha v'havi bo mar hechidomi. Rabbi asked the kasha, he doesn't understand this halacha. Ide zoil arate de kula alme, if all the karkois, which were previously worth Mosayim Zuz, v'didei nami zol bahadayu, and his karke also is worth less than Mosayim Zuz, afila tuve nami lisvilei, so then one could give him more than meya zuz, more than machze. One can give him, if he's an oni, he can't find, if the kalke now is worth less than Mosayim Zuz, he can give him afilum elef zuz bebas achas. So why do you only give him machze, half of the value of the soda, which is meya zuz? And then the Gemara asked, and if we will say, Ela da'oiker arate de kulei alme, the karka of everyone is still worth Mosayim Zuz, v'didei aydi da'ayil v'nofik azuzi zol arei. He himself, since he is desperate to get money, so his karka, since his karka is worthless, afilu pulte nami loy lisvulei. So don't give him anything. Why should you give him admechze? Don't give him anything. So Rashi learned, according to this pshat, the karka is worth Mosayim Zuz. Everyone's karka is worth Mosayim Zuz. He can't get Mosayim Zuz because people don't want to give him Mosayim Zuz because they know he's desperate for money, so they want to take an advantage of his matzah. But theoretically, he owns Mosayim Zuz, so he's not entitled at all to receive any matnas aniyim. Now, we will continue soon with Rashi's chat. I would just like to see the first line of Taisviz. Ide yaker arate. We're speaking about this nekuda according to the first lashon of Rashi. Afilo put nami leilisvulei. Af agav sheine moite sheyitnu. This is a pesach girsa aleihem mosayim zuz. Even though he cannot get Mosayim Zuz for it, so why is the Gemara so strict that we shouldn't give him anything? Lo yitel klal. And Taisva says, Lefi shegoram la'atmoi uposha. Because he brought this about on himself, Vayhavale lemeil lemepek azus. He had no right to be mefarsim, that he's desperate for money, so he's a peshaya. Now, the Aison Chedushi Rabbi Yalek, he brings that the Hagos Oshri says that this Taisvis, the vial, is saying pshat according to Rashi. And Be'emesin, in the first Lashon of Rashi, Rashi did not mention at all the Sfora of Pshia. Rashi mentioned this in the second Lashon, not in the first Lashon. So in Chedushi Rabbi Yalek, he says, Amoyre v'kezach. He says, no, Taisvis is explaining Rashi, and Taisvis interjects the Svara of Pshia. And he explains as follows. There are two shailas over here. There's one shaila, if all the karkois are worth Mosayim Zuz, so theoretically he's an osher. He has a karka that's worth Mosayim Zuz. No one wants to give him Mosayim Zuz because they know he's desperate for money. So they want to give him less than Mosayim Zuz. So Mitzadechot is an osher. He's not entitled to Matnas Ani. But there's a second halacha. The halacha is you have an osher, a millionaire, that went on a journey and prepared food from himself all the way. And then in the middle of the journey, stolen from the food. He doesn't have any food. His wealth is where he lives. Now he's stranded. So Chazal tell us he's permitted to take now Matnas Aniyim. Why is he permitted to take Matnas Aniyim, even though theoretically he's an Oshir? But Ba'asher Husham Oni Hoya Bo'Isei Shom. There's a different type of an. He's now in need. He's not an oni that we can give him Elev Zuz. He's not such an oni because he's a wealthy person. But for his daily needs, he's an oni because now he doesn't have food. He's entitled to take like a chikrapay, whatever he needs for his daily needs. But this halacha that he's permitted to receive matnas aniyim for his daily need, that is if an oinus happens. But if he's gonna go, and he's gonna go on a journey, and he won't take anything along, and his wife asks him what's gonna be, don't worry, I'll apply for matnas aniyim. If he's a pesheya, he's not entitled to the oni hoya ba'isei shor, is only if he was an onus. So now we give him a din. He's not a true oni, therefore we can't give him elef zuz, but we can give him the tzorech that he needs because he wasn't a pesheya. So then he's allowed to. So that is why Tosfos is saying in Rashi, the Agos Oshri say the Tosfos is explaining Rashi, that is true, his karka is worth Mosayim zuz. But because of his matzev, that he's ayel of mapik azuzi, he needs money now. He can't get the true value from his kalke. So he really possesses Mosayim Zuz, but he's in the desperate need of money. So that Tosfos is meisav that he's a peshay. He shouldn't have been such a big batlin. He shouldn't have been mefarsim what his matzev is. Nachal David doesn't understand it. What could he have done? Aval kaponim. Let's not get into that problem. Tosfos held he could have been somehow more tactful, and it didn't have to be known his matzav, and he would have been able to get his Mosayim Zuz. He was a batlin, he was a pesheya, so therefore we don't entitle him for this dalga of oni hoya ba'isei shor. Now, the Gemara. Now, let us just see a little further in Tosfos. Avol im loy posha, but if he wasn't Pesheya, afilu, now what said he wasn't a Pesheya? Pshat is that all the karkois, now you can't get money for them.
Afilu shoveis yoisa mimosayim zuz, yochalitel kainim sheyimke bepoches mishovim. But if that means he really possesses a karka that is worth more than mosayim zuz, but he can't get the money for it now, shalaya yidei pshiyosai, or he was tactful and he was tactful, and somehow it leaked out that this person is desperate for money. So then yochalito kainim shiim kebepachas mishovim. Then a fellow he has more than Messiah zuz, but if he can't, he's not mechuyev to sacrifice his kalka because of his matzah, then he would be entitled to take whatever that he's considered a noni, then we'd be able to give him how much he needs. I feel it's more than Messiah Zuz, the Etzim Kalkin. Let us go back to Rashi's Pshat. Rashi had a Lishna Achina. The Lishna Achina of Rashi was that we are speaking about, not speaking about an oni, we are speaking about an osher who has $1 million. And here Rashi says, and here we have, it's a new pshat for Chlal and the Baraisa. The Baraisa says as follows, if he can get half of the value of his karka, we will not give him a penny. If he gets less than half, then we put him on the Kupas Ezra roll, and he'll be getting mezainis every day until he's capable of getting half of the value of his karka. So the Gemara also did not understand this. So the Gemara asked as follows. If the reason he can't get the value of his karka is because Makas Medina, everyone's karka, all of a sudden the price plunged down. But eventually it's going to go up again. So then the Gemara said, so what guidelines are you giving if he can get half? He's mechuyev to sacrifice his karka, won't give him a penny. What kind of yosher is this? Ilamaisa is a karka, which is worth $1 million. In a few weeks, he'll be able to get back his $1 million. At the present time, there's a difficulty in selling. So at the present time, I feel he can get $750,000. He should still be entitled to matnas aniyim, because he's entitled to get the full value of his karka. At the present time, he can't get it. Then the Gemara says, but if we will say that Lemaise, everyone's kark, everyone is getting $1 million, and he is not getting, and because of his pshia, he's not getting. So that's the Gemara asked. So Afilu, he can get less than half. Also, we shouldn't give him anything, because again, this was his pshia that he put himself in this predicament. This was the second lashon of Rashi. Now, let us go to Tosfos. Rav Alfis Meforish. Now, the Rif explains the Gemara a little like the second lashon of Rashi, but in Lomdes, the Rif is the hepach of Rashi. Rav Alfis Meforish Ba'osher. We're speaking about an osher. This is the second lashon of Rashi. Va'ad machze haynu ad sheyimtza sheyikna isom l'chol apoches b'chatzi demeik. So this is Rashi's pshat, that he's an osher. He has a karka worth $1 million. If he can get $500,000, we will not give him a penny. If he gets less than $500,000, then we'll support him till he'll be able to acquire $500,000. The garsinen bosa hochi. And according to The Rif has a different girse than Rashi, and the Loch is mamish punkfakel. Ileime de zil arate de kulaume. If we will say that all karkois got cheaper now, all karkois are now worth $250,000. The market plunged down. Udidei nami zol bahadai. So here Rashi held, you have to give him a zaynus, because it's not his fault, you have to give him a zaynus. The Rif says, punkfakel, afile pute nami leilisvile, perish, afilo uslu kolkach, afilo it got so cheap, shafilo hamechze loyit noloi, leilisvile, and I can only get a tenth of $1,000,000. Leilis v'lei, kimin de zol arate de kule alme, everyone's karke is cheap. So memele, so that's the price. That is the price. Now, so the market went down. You're telling me yesterday you could have sold it for $1,000,000. Very good. That's past history. You would have sold it yesterday, you would have been a very good businessman. But now the market plunged, now it's worth $1,000,000. So that's how much it's worth now. So you're telling me you want to get mezainis till the market will go up? I'm sorry. There's no such thing. The market went down and finished. Rashi seems to hold. There's such a cheshbon that we know it's only a makas medina, it's only a temporary thing. So Memele, it's gonna go back up in 2 weeks, so this is not called, this is the value. This is Nebuch, this is a temporary anogi, you can't sell it now for the full price. So therefore, Rashi learned that, he's entitled to Matnas Aniyim. The Rif learned if the market went down, this is the price. What was yesterday was yesterday. Today, the price is $1,000,000, so finished. So he's not entitled to a penny. He is more than Mosayim Zuz. He's not a Rachmanis. We won't give him anything for Matnas Aniyim. Punkvakel from Rashi. V'shavis Mosayim Zuz Aflafi Hazoyl. We won't give him a penny. Elo Dayakel. No, Punkvakel. It's speaking about everyone's kark is worth $1,000,000. And his kark is worth his karka, so we said, if it's worth less than half, we'll give him. If it's worth more than half, we won't give him anything. Eladiyaka. So the Gemara says, afilu tuvenami lisvile, perish. Afilu moitzi sheyitnu tveimi machze, mikol mochem lisvile, at sheyimtze lamochem bishoviet. The mashe moitzi lamochem bishoviet vishroi neisha shudochuk. Taisvis is chaylik, the Rif is chaylik on Rashi in Punkvakel. He's never harachmonis, he's dochik amosh. What should he do? It's his fault. He couldn't hide it. So memela, so the Rif holds that lemaise, if this person is dochik, he can't get the amount of money, so he can get $750,000. We have to put him on the roll. For Kupas Esri, he's entitled to mezainis. He's not mechuyev to sacrifice to sell his karka one pruta less than it's worth. It's not his fault. So memele, so the Rif learns mamash punkvakel. The is the goris. Now others have a different girse. The words are different, but the mechuvan is the same. E the zoil, if everyone's karka became cheap, afilu tuve nami leilis v'lei. Perish afilu huz lo harbe. Afilu, it's very, very cheap. Leilis v'lei. Given the shavas masayim zuz. It's the same mahalach, but with different words. That afilu got very cheap. First girsa was afilu put, it's worth very little. And this girsa is afilu tuve nami, he got very cheap, which means the same thing. Don't give him anything. Bizunami the kulaume, so don't give him anything, that's the value. Vidiyaka, afilaputalis vile, perish, afilahuzlaputa. That means if everyone's karka is worth $1 million, and never he can't get his million because his Navik Vaila Zuzi, Safilu, it's a little less than $1 million. We also should give it. So this is the Riv Shita, and in Sfar, the Nachlus David Tainis, he understands the Riv better than Rashi. But now, let's just go back to one Taisus before, and then we'll go further in the Sugya. Misha Oye Loi Patim, Loi Mayri Bebatim Shedor Behem, Tosnam Beseches Peye, Mechaivin Oye Silim Kir Beise Kli Tashmisha. So that means the Masayim Zuz, we're not speaking about where he lives. Masayim Zuz's assets, what he has, besides the bare necessity. So Bati means he had real estate. Now you have to know how much his real estate was worth. Lemaisa, let us go back to the sugya. So Rabbe had said, let's go to the first Lashon of Rashi, which is simpler. So Rabbe said as follows. Rabbe said that it's speaking about, we didn't know Pshat in the Baraisa, so it is speaking about as follows, that B'yoyme Dinisen, when it comes Nisen, the cock is worth 200 zuz. Of course, there's a market then for it, and everyone sells it Nisen, then people buy karkois, then it's worth 200 zuz. So, and really, that's when people sell the karkois. But now it's Yoyme Dinisen. Yoyme Dinisen, people, there's no market, no one sells it now. So theoretically, Rashi says, so Rashi, according to Rashi, Pshat the Gemara is as follows. I have now, with speaking about Tishrei, I have now a karka which is worth Mosayim Zuz. The worth of the karka is Mosayim Zuz, because the market is Nisin, and that, and Nisin you'll get Mosayim Zuz. The problem is, I need money now, so I want to sell it now. No one is interested in buying it now for the full price of Masayim Zuz. So give me, if you want to give me a bargain, they'll buy it now for 100 Zuz. But no one is really interested in buying it now for the true price because they have time till Nisan to give the true price. So Memele, so therefore, he is as follows. That's how Rashi explains the Loche. He's an Oshir, he possesses Mosayim Zuz, but he can't find a koine for his Mosayim Zuz now. So we'll give him Meya Zuz for Matnas Aniyim, and he can sell his Kaka for Meya Zuz. So then we made him, so that he was an Oni Boisei Shah, his whole Aniyis was, he has Mosayim Zuz. We can only find a koine for Meyazuz, so we'll give him another Meyazuz, so we'll shtel him to his koine, and that's pshat in the Baraisa. Now let us see the next Taisus, the B'yoyme Nisen Yikre Yarat, that Nisen Karkois are worth more, and Rashi said the Cheshbon, because a person purchases a Karke Nisen, he takes out the stones, and he plows the Karke. He's misakin the karka during the summer, so when it comes, Tishrei and Cheshvan, he can plant it. So Memele, Nisan is the time to purchase a karka, and then the person gives the full value of the karka. In Tishrei, a person doesn't, if Tishrei before, a person doesn't want to invest money now, because he has to wait till Nisan Saivasai before be able to invest, to fix up the karka, to get the tvua from the next Tishrei. The imtaima, so Taisvis asks, otinach sodais kedeperish hakontresh. By sodais, I understand why it's worth Mosayim Zuz in Nisan, and it's worth 100 Zuz in Tishrei. Lefisha Yachish Bekayis, because if he buys it in Nisan, or plow the field, be Yisrabim Acheshvin. So that's why then you get the full price, and if you want to sell it earlier, you will not be able to get the full price, even though that's its true value. Elevatim, my chilik yeshben ben Nisan letishri, by houses, why all of a sudden you get the full price when you sell it in Nisan, and in Tishrei you only get a partial price, why is that? כשלומי שגילים שייקרו בזמן שגילים לזכר רבתים לאחר שזוכרו זילו. That means, it seems, the man of Schiris Habatim was Nissen. That's when they used to rent out Batim. They rented it out then for the whole year. In Tishrei, the Yemois HaKshomim, there was no market for Schiris Batim. So Memele, the value of the houses also fluctuated. If it was Azman, that was the time when people were renting apartments, but then the house was worth more. In Tishrei, there was no market for renting, so Memele, it was worth less. But that's the end of that sugya. Now, let us go to Abaye's Teretz. So Abaye, we're really in the middle of Akasha. Abaye asked Akasha that he had a problem. There are two psukim, which one contradicts the other. One pasuk says, Meitav Sadeyu Yishalom, which seems to say that one has to give the best quality. And then there's another pasuk that says, Yoshev l'rabbe subin, that one can give an inferior metaltalim, he can give even subin. So how do these two psukim coincide? That was Abaye's kasha. So let us go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says as follows. So Abaye said, V'hochi nami gabi nizik, dinei b'idyas. The nizik is entitled for idyas. B'omale ihu havli beinenis tfeipulte. Now, if the nizik comes over to the mazik, he says, listen here, I'm entitled for idyas. But I'm more interested of getting Beinonis. First, I have to give me more karka for Beinonistic equality. So give me Beinonis. Amale. So the mazik will tell him as follows. Ishaklos kedinoch shkel kedahashte. If you want idias, I'll give you now according, it's speaking about Tishrei. In Tishrei, this karka, so we have a karka, which in Tishrei is worth, we have two karkois, an idyistike karka, which is smaller, a beninistike karka, which is larger, and we have here, they have both the same value. In Tishrei, the nezek happened in Tishrei. In Tishrei, you can only buy it for 100 sous. People will not give more for it then. And for Nissen, you'll buy it for 200 sous. So, the Nizik told him, listen, I want a Beninistike karka. So the Mazik told him, fine, I'll give you a Beninistike karka, no problem, but let me just tell you what's going to happen. He shokles kidino, if you are going to take idias, shokol kidahaste, then I'll give you idias with the Tishrei value, which is very cheap. I'll give you this karka for, which is worth 100 zuz, and if I owe you masayim zuz, I have to give you two sodas, two idiotic sodas, to pay you up. The Eloi, but if you want beininis, fine, I'm asking to give you beininis. Shokol ki yukre vilakame. Then I'll give you beininis, but I'll give you according to the nissen rate. I don't have to give you two fields, I'll give you one field, because in Nissen, one field will be worth 200 zuz. If I owe you 200 zuz, one field is sufficient. Now let us see Rashi. Let us see what Rashi says. Vochenami gabi nizokenami bohochim metal tzikroi. We will forever the psukim the same way. Ye tu psukim, ye yoshev, meitav, kegoy. The viyoyme Nissen yikra arata. Nissen, the kakois are expensive, let's say they're worth 200 zuz. B'yoyme Tishrei zu. B'hizik b'tishrei shavimone. He was mazik amone. Obo ligbois mone mikakois amazik. V'dinei b'idias. He's entitled idias. Kidachsiv meitach. So he tells them, if you take idias, shkoil kizel dahashte. Then take idias like the, how much it's worth now. You're getting a bargain. You're getting a karka an idiotic karka for the rates, the tishrei rates, which are very cheap, which is amone. The omale nizik havli mi beninis kidahashte tvei putim my the boys lamesli beidin. But if the nizik tells them, listen, give me from beninis a karka of 100 amone of beninis, they motzi lemachvayu, he can't force him, and he can't force him to give him beninis with the tishrei rate. If you're going to take idias, why you're entitled, but if you want to take beininis, then I'll give you beininis, but it'll be according to the nisen rate. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. The boy le mishkel nizik subin, if the nizik does not, that means the nizik, if he wants idias, that's made of sadei yishalom. But, if the nizik requests inferior tashlumim, kegoy chesh le karka samach loisai, beinin ishal mazik, b'nei chaleibo, shokalo kiyuka de lakame, then he gets kiyuka de lakame. I'm not cheating you. It's worth Mosheim Zuz in Nissen. It's the Rabbi. Look me, Baruch. He's among the Seifel Yaakov in Nissen. Mishum Dein Seifel Yaakov Krola Mayosa. Pshita Di Boy Nizik Lemishkol Subin Shokol Bal Koche Shamazik. Shefilu Beidi Yisyof Koche Koshke Bebeinis. Baruch Yosef Kol Amem Di Yoshua Shavakesef Kiyuka Dulekamei. So we explained this Rashi last week as follows. This is what the Divi Yecheskel says. He says, a beautiful Cheshbon. He says as follows. Theoretically, the market Theoretically, the value of the kalke is Mosheim Zuz, because that's when the market is, when karkois are sold, they are sold for their full value, that is Nissen in Mosheim Zuz, and therefore the Divi Yecheskel says if someone will destroy this kalke, he gives him Mosheim Zuz, that's the worth of the kalke. Now in Tishrei, if you want to sell the kalke now in Tishrei, no one will give you Mosheim Zuz. So pshat is, because people are not interested in laying out money before Nissen, because it's not worthwhile for them. But the value is Mosheim Zuz, but you can't get Mosheim Zuz in Tishrei. So Memela, so he says like this, if you're moaning idias, if you're moaning idias, so idias means I have a right to moan the best quality of the kalke. Now, that's idiot, that's the right of the nizik. One of the qualifications of idiot is that it's kofet salei zvini, that it's very easy to sell. You won't have difficulties in selling it. That's one of the conditions of idiot. So therefore, if he's moaning idiot, I have to give him, I can't give him the true price, I have to give him the money he can get now. Or else it's not called idiots. If he can only sell it now, I can't give him this in place of a money, which now I can only get a half a money. Felt like an idiot. So als my chiv of idiots, I have to give him a price that he'll be able to acquire now. So I give him kizoyl dahasht. The minute he says, listen, I don't want idiots, I want pain in it. Fine. You have a right to accept pain in it. You have a right to be teveya pain in it. You have a right to teveya in it. You zichin be teveya pain in it. But if you want pain in it, I'll give you pain in it. But then I'll give you how much it's really worth. I'll give you pain in it. That means you were mevater on your schus of idiots. You want pain in it. Fine. You have a right. If you can put idiots, zichin put the pain in it. but I'll give you Beinonis with the true value. Now it's not Kofzi Aleizvini, well, that's Beinonis. That's, you want Beinonis. That was Abayi's Teretz. Now, that's what we're up to more or less last week. Now let's go a little further. Maskiv lo Rav Ache Bayakov im kein hayrato koichon shel nezokim. So Rav Ache Bayakov said that's you're very wrong to say such a halacha that if you give him beinanis, he can give him the true value. He's not mechuyev to give him the kizula the hashte. He's not mechuyev to give him kofet zalezvini. That's what you're telling me. So it comes out herata koichen shol nezokin etzel beinanis viziburis. The Rachmana Omar mi meita avat amrit mi beinanis viziburis nami loy. So the Divrei Yecheskel explains that Rav Ache Bayakov had a Meirdike, he brings a Meiri. The Meiri says as follows. If the Torah entitled me that I can mon idiots, so he says, if I want Beinonis, or if I want Ziburis, I can mon this out my schus of idiots. This for me is idiots. This is, if I'm entitled idiots, I'm entitled to get idiots. So if I want Beinonis or Ziburis, I have a reason for it. This is my idiots. I'm not asking you to give me out Stamozei Tashlumim. This is idiots. So I'm entitled to Beinonis and Ziburis as idiots. Because for me this is idiots. But since I'm getting it out idiots, I want Kofet Zalazvini. Don't give me a Nissan price. I want the Tishrei price. I want the Tishrei price. That was Rav Ache Bayakov's kasha on Abaye. So Memela, that was the, let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Ba'at Amrit, mi beinis libus le shokol ki hashte, he can't mon beinis viziburis in the shach azoil. He's whatever he's getting, this is by him his idiots. If he wants this, so this is his idiots. So Memela, if one of the qualifications of idiots is you should be kofet zalezvini, so you give me now a karka that's kofet zalezvini. Don't, so give me the Tishrei price, not the Nissan price. The Nissan price is, it's not kofet zalezvini now. So Memele, so therefore, Rav Ache Bayakov disagrees with Abaye. So he said as follows, So now we just have to hold Cheshbon the Gemara. The Kasha of Abaye, that Abaye asked, one Pasuk says Meitav, one Pasuk says Ubin, we're not going to speak about now. We'll come to that later. But Abaye had mentioned a very interesting phenomenon, that there's a karke that in Tishrei you could only get 100 zuz, in Nissan you get 200 zuzim, and Abaye wants to say in Hilchis Tashlumim there'll be a difference what is Teveya, what is Chus is. So he says Yoshtik Teire does not apply by Nizikin, because by Nizikin, since the Nizik has a right for idiots, so if he mons Beinonis or Ziburis, this is idiots for him, so he has a right to demand a price of kofet zalezvini, so he could mon he should be paid with the shah shebetishrei, the shah hazoil. He says, but you know, this lomdus that you said will apply by a baal choy. Now what did Rav Ache Bayakov say? Yoshtek Teire will be by a Balchoiv. Balchoiv dinai bebeinenis. Halacha ba Balchoiv is bebeinenis. Vi omale havli ziburis tvei purte, and if the Balchoiv wants ziburis, omale ishokles kedinoch shkel kedahashte. So now the Divrei Yecheskel the Beis Lechem Yehuda explained this Gemara beautifully. They explain as follows. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said as follows. To give someone a karke, yukra de la kamei, that means they'll first be able to see, to get its value in 6 months. You know, this is not called beinonis. This is called ziburis. This is called a very garua dike payment. I'm giving you a karke. When will I, a head check. He's giving a head check for 6 months. No. That is not called beinonis. So if a bal chayiv is entitled to beinonis, bal chayiv is entitled to beinonis, you have to give him kizula dahashta. You have to give him a karka that he can now get its money's worth now in Tishrei. So you have to pay beinonis also. Not only dinin idiot, it's not called beinonis, you're giving him kiyukra de la kame. But if the bal chayiv says, if the Baal Chayiv says that I want the Ziburis, fine. You want the Ziburis? I'll give you a Mechudetik Ziburis. This is the Ziburis. And you'll first see the true value in 6 months. That's also the Ziburis. That I can make with you. This Cheshm I'll make with you. So Rav Acha ben Yaakov said that the Cheshm of Abaye, sometimes you can pay Kizula da hashta, and sometimes you can pay kiyuka de la kamei. By nizikin, this will never work, because whatever a nizik wants, he has chusay idiyas, so you have to pay kizula da hashta. By a bal chayiv, you can make your shtik toira. That is what Rav Acha bar Yaakov said. Viloy shokol kiyuka de kamei. Let's see what Rashi says. If you want to use Rabbi's cheshbonis, the Baal Chayiv medaminele, the Baal Chayiv dinei bebeinonis. Beperik hanizokim b'meseches gittin, his din is bebeinonis. Hashti bo, Baal Chayiv ligvais min aloive b'tishrei. The Baal Chayiv wants to be goy from the loive in Tishrei. V'omalei leloive ahavli ziburis tvei putem. Give me ziburis more than beinonis. Levi shove milvedis ligaboch. Give me ziburis. It should be worth how much you owe me. Kizula dahashte. Give me like today's prices, the Tishrei prices. Motziyomalei. So the Levi can tell him. Ishokos kedinoch. Shkel kedahashte. If you're taking beinonis, I have to give you the current price, which is half of the Nissan price. V'loi shoklas beinanish shkel kiyuka de la kamei. But if you're mevata on your schus of beinanish, you want ziburis, fine, but in ziburis, I'm not mechuyev to give you the price, the current price, I'll give you the Nissan price. That's what Rav Acha bar Yaakov said. Maskif lo Rav Acha b'Rei de Ravike. So Rav Acha b'Rei de Ravike disagreed with Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Im kein la alto delas bifnei loive. That means, if you're going to tell the Malve, you're going to tell the Malve that, I'll pay you up now the Chayiv with the Buris, I'll pay you up ki yukre de la kamei. If you're gonna do such a thing with a malva, I got news for you. This person will stop lending money. I lend you money, and fakert, I'll say over a meira de kisvar. The loive came over to him a few months before. He said, please lend me 100 sous. I need money, please lend it. It was a nice person. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Rav Acha, the Rei de Ravike said, he did a murder because of that over here. Also, we started explaining, this Bala Karke came over to this person a few months before. He desperately wants the man, he wants the house,
Mal was a very generous person. Money. I lend you the money. How he's not desperate, he has the money. He comes to pay up, and when they give him, I need a Zaburis, pay me Zaburis, I'll pay you, you know what? In this thing, it's going to be worth, so the Malva says like this, look, I would have not been such a nice person. You're desperate, you know what? I'll let your tongue should hang out for a few months. Well, come, Tishrei, I'm going to come over to you. You needed money, right? I'll sell your karke. Sell your karke for 100 zuzen in the Tishrei price. And you won't have an eitzah what to do. You're telling me that you need the money. So in the mail time, I would have gotten your karke in the Tishrei price. Now, I was a nice person, and I lent you the money, and now you're going to go, no, I'll give you this karke. And the Nissen price, and the Yikra de la Kamei. Rabbi Yid, you're a big Rosh Yeshiva, a big Malamed. I learned my lesson. From now on, you don't lend money. I learned my lesson, and the next time you'll come to bar, or someone else will come to bar, supposed to be the same London like you, I'll just keep my money, and then we'll be very desperate, I'll make good investments. So therefore, Rav Acha, Bereid Rabike, asked on Rav Acha by Yaakov, the Omele, in Cain Al Fidelis with Neiloiden. If you're gonna go, Lomdis, in Ziburis, I can give you Yukra de la Kamei, in Cain, Na Al Fidelis with Neiloiden. So this person will stop lending money. The Omalei, he'll tell the Loive Ila Havali Zuzi, if I would have my money now, Havi Shokli Kedahash, I wouldn't have lent you the money. Oh, now I could have got, now I would have money, I would buy this karka, you'd be desperate, you'd sell it for Zula Dahashta. Hashta the Zuzi Gaboch, now you have my money. Now I'm stuck, you have the upper hand. Eshkel Kiyukra de la Kamei, now you're twisting my arm. You have my money, and you pay me up, Kiyukra de la Kamei. Elo Omar Rav Acha Bereid Ravike. So this is also not a scout. Omar Rav Acha Bereid Ravike, Yikele de Muye, Luxubes Isha Medamina. Luxubes Isha Dina Bezibu. Azin is Bezibu. Amrole Ihi. Havli Beinanis. Now, so Hadin is the Zibur. Amrala Ihi Havli Beinanis Bata Pulte. She asks him, give me Beinanis Bata Pulte. Amala Ishoklis Kedino Shkel Kedahashto. Ilo Ishokli Kiyukhe Tulakame. Now, all of a sudden, the Achayim get stuck over here. This is a very... We were saying a beautiful pshat that really the true value is the Yikra de la Kamei. And to give the Tishrei value, the Zula Dahashta, that's why we give the Zula Dahashta. But Meikar Adin, there's no such union of Zula Dahashta. You pay the true value. The value is Yikra de la Kamei. Now, all of a sudden, Rav Acha Bereid Rav Ike says, this case will apply by Ksubis Ish, which is very, very shvet. Shimon Ziburis. So the Gemara says, and then she went over and she asked me, no, do me a favor, give me Beinanis. We said, fine, Beinanis, I'll give you Yikra de la Kamei, but Ziburis, he has to give Kizura Dahash. Why do you have to give Ziburis Kizula Dahash there? If you're telling me the whole sugya was going, that Yukra de la Kamei is the true value, so Shimon Ziburis, he also gives a Ki Yukra de la Kamei. And here it says, no, Ziburis is Kizula Dahash there, and Beinanis is Ki Yukra de la Kamei. Very schwer the Gemara. So the Beis Lachem Yehuda says, we bring a basis Rabbeinu Peret that asks another question. She said that, well, let's forget. forget about why he has to give a zula the hashra by Ziburis, but let's go what her request. There's a second problem, what the Rabbeinu Peres asks. Rabbeinu Peres asks a problem. Rabbeinu Peres asks that she comes with a request, give me Beinonis. She comes with a request, give me Beinonis. He's not used to give a Beinonis. He cannot. He doesn't have to give a Beinonis. So he says, you know what? I'll give you a Beinonis. Kyukadulakame. Fine. He has to give a Beinonis. Kyukadulakame. He can give a Beinonis. He says, you know, I owe you my times. You want Beinonis? I'll give you Beinonis. That's worth $150. Not two other, not the Masayimzu. She's not at all entitled to Beinonis. She wants a favor from Beinonis. He can make any condition he wants. I'll give you half a ksuba and accept it. What? She has no right to Beinonis. You want Beinonis? I'll twist your arm. Or else, keep quiet. I'll give you Ziburis. You want Beinonis? I should do you a favor. I'll make my own condition. What? The Gemara seems to say, this Kasha Beinonis Peres says, the Gemara says she's asking Beinonis. Oh! Since you ask him, Beinus, I'll give it to you because of the Kamei. He can give whatever he wants. You can the Kamei has to give. And for the Rabbeinu Peretz, two terutzim, but we're going to say one terutz, which is an easier terutz. Rabbeinu Peretz says as follows. He says, there's a man the Yoma that holds that Ksubis Isha min Ateres Negis. Ksubis Isha min Ateres. Why did they end up Zibulis? Chazal were afraid. She's going to pass by a cock, an idiot speaking cock. Ooh, what? I got to marry this person. Because he's such a beautiful cock. They get married, fine. Then she starts her he should give her a get. Give her a get? It can't be civil anymore. Give her a get? This is his cock. Ooh, what? She did, this was a fast deal. She made it in 2 weeks. She from the marriage, and she got the kalken. So Chazal did not want that this should happen. So even though Mi'ikar Adin, the din is idiots, Mi'ikadin, they said, Ksubis Isha Dina B'Zibur. So now, if she wants to get married, she really has to be serious. The Ziburis will not attract her because... it's not worth to get married and get a get for a Ziburis. They said Ziburis. But Chazal did not in Ganzen ignore the Deraisa de Kedin. So Beis Lachem Yudah says as follows. He says that if really she gets Idias, Idias is Gematria Kofzer Leizvi. That's Idias. Chazal said, you're going to get Ziburis. So in quality, she's going to get Ziburis. But the din of idiots that she's entitled to, of Kotzia Leizvini, this din she's still entitled to. So if she's mourning Ziburis, which is her din, they always gave her the schus of Kotzia Leizvini. That's why she could mourn Ziburis Kedash. That's why she commands the Guru's Kedav. So she asked him, give me Beinonis. So Be'emison, if she'll get Beinonis ki yukre delekamei, that also lies in the Takone. That means they said the Takone was either Ziburis to Zula da Hashte or Beinonis ki yukre delekamei. That means that we took it. Because Be'ika, then she deserves idiot. But we wanted to make a takone that a kilko shouldn't come about. So Memele, that was the takone. Let us see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Luxubis ishim edaminelo. Chagoin shenosun lo get petishrei. He gave her get petishrei. Vizilo arate. Rohisa ksubosa mesayim. Vedina lemigve miziburis, kumeskina notam beperika nizokim. Now, that's, we have a beautiful pshat. Now, just let us see, Now, let's just see the three Taisvus, and so we'll finish this with you. Lebal choy medamin alay, leishaych lemitzrech, imkein herata koi choy. That means, the Gemara tainet, Rabacha b'Yakev tainet an Abaye, herata koi choy shon nezokim, eitzel beidin es viziburis. So Taisvus says that, leishaych lemitzrech, imkein herata koi choy shlo yopak, shlo yipak, osu, Koich bal choy, alada rabba ura koich, dimi der reise, dimi ziburis, mit no irata koich. Havli ziburis zwei pute. Bei bal choy fi jes ziburis, legasin in a yidi is potza pute, dim kei mai kapochim, kei na alta dels ne loven, ale in dini klabidis, de kaimel an dini bebeininis. So he, the malva es for ziburis zwei pute. Vixubis ishe medaminelo. Hu adin, Avemotzi lohukmi babal choyv de koibe, vodekoma havli idiis botza pulte, alafishe hischo vahemid benizokin, vachkach bal choyv, nechle leminket patrayu ksubat isha. I just want to say that this thesis is claw, not like we said pshat in Rashi. We said a beautiful lumdus in Rashi. We had a problem, what right she has to mon Ziburis Kedahashte. And he tells her he's giving her Beininis, giving her Beininis Kiyukadu Lakame. So he said a beautiful pshah with the Taisus Rabbeinu Peret, because Me'ikar Adin, she deserves Idiot. So Memela, that's why she's entitled one of the two, Ziburis Kedahashte, or Beininis Kiyukadu Lakame. Taisus says, you know what the Gemara could have said? By Balchoy, you have to go to Ksubisisha. They've said the same thing by Balchoy. That the Balchoy said, give me idiots. Give me idiots. Who then was from looking at Balchoy, the Koibe become a havely idiots, but suppose it. Idiots? You have a right to it. And then they'll tell you, idiots, I'll give you to Yikudul Kameh. You don't have any right at all for idiots. So we see that Taisvis did not at all learn Pshat like the Taisa Rabbeinu Peret. They said, Bechlal, a different Mahalach. And we see from Taisviz, a Moira de Kezach, without getting into the Lomdis, that Taisviz held, if I'm asking you for idiots, and you agree to give me idiots, you're mechuyev to give me idiots with a mensch price. If you agree to me, you have to give me a mensch price, which is you, Kedulakameh.